It's time to relax, and you know what that means. A glass of wine, your favorite easy chair, and of course...
Rock for Rookies.
Playing on your home stereo. So go on and indulge yourself. That's right. Kick off your shoes, put your feet up, lean back and just enjoy the melodies. After all, music soothes even the savage beast.
Welcome back to our regular programming. I am Maximum Mike, and you are listening to the special 14th episode of Rock for Rookies. What's so special about it, you ask? Well, I'm still here. You're still here. Well, it's just so special, and everything's magic.
Do you ever feel like you're alone? And do
That was Angels and Airwaves and the song Everything's Magic. Now, that song really grew on me mostly because I love song intros. Some songs don't need to be fantastic if they have a killer intro. They will get huge. Now, take AC/DC. They put so much emphasis on their intro songs like TNT or Thunderstruck or Back in Black, etc. Here is an amazing opening riff by a late 60s band, Free, and the song All Right Now.
She stood in the street, smiling from her head to her feet. I said, hey, what is this? Now, baby, maybe, maybe she's in need of a kiss. I said, hey, what's your name, baby? Maybe we can see things the same. Now, don't you wait, oh, hesitate. Let's move. Home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game, baby? Are you trying to put me in shame? I said, slow, don't go so fast. Don't you think that love can last? She said, love, love above. Now you're trying to trick me.
Love above. Now he's gonna trick me in love. Ah! everything's all right.
Okay, I'm going to throw out the idea that the movie Tomb Raider might have sucked ass, but that's the beauty of soundtracks. Whenever I hear the song Elevation, I think about Angelina Jolie before I ever think of U2. Now, U2, one of our past The Loop bands, and the band Free, I thought I should mention, are both bands played on classic rock stations. I didn't know what that meant, so I looked up the definition of classic rock, and by the way, it doesn't just mean old rock, but it's a style called album rock, which was actually started by the Beatles and their Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Heart Club Band album. See, the Beatles didn't release any singles from that album, so the DJs just had to pick random songs from it. Now, this started going, and now they do this in classic rock stations, where they take rock songs from the late 60s to early 80s, and they just pick random ones, never the specific top 40 single songs. Now, here's another classic rock song from my homies in Cell Block 6.
Boom, boom, ba-da-da. Boom, boom, ba-da-da.
stay. I hope I'm not too late. No, you won't regret it. I can show you the way and make you happy today. Yeah, you know when you've been defeated, you don't care and you have no one. Feeling low, you would always need it. Well, you know when you're being cheated. Yeah, you know when you've been defeated. Feeling low, you will always need it. And now you're having fun. And are you still having fun? Are you still having fun? Are you still having fun? Now that I am on my own, I can't explain the way I'm feeling. I question everything I know. I can't believe what she said. It went straight to my head. I'm like an inspiration. Where's my inspiration? I had it and I lost it. Now you gotta help me get it back again. I had it and I lost it. Now you gotta help me get it back again. I can't believe a word she says to me. It brings me closer to insanity. Why can't she just understand? The thing she says could kill a man. What she said, it went straight to my head. I'm lacking inspiration. Where's my inspiration? I had it and I lost it. Now you gotta help me get it back again. I had it and I lost it. Now you gotta help me get it back again. Well, I can't take it. I'll never make it. The things she says are bringing me down. I had it and I lost it. Now you gotta help me get it back again. I had it and I lost it. Now you gotta help me get it back again.
Wow. Was that just me, or was there no connection between those bands just there? We heard from ska punkers The Hippo with their flavorful Lost It track, which I actually know because it was on this great, horrible movie called 100 Girls, about this dude who meets this girl when they get stuck in an elevator, and then the lights go out, and he never actually saw her face, but they end up having sex on the elevator. And then he falls asleep, and when he wakes up, the elevator doors open, and she's gone. And he spends the rest of this movie looking for the one girl out of this 100 in this dorm building full of girls. It was a pretty stupid movie, actually, but it was good. Now, before that, we heard from Eagle Eye Cherry, best known for his Save Tonight song, but he's gone, man. I haven't heard from him in ages, so let's check and see what he's up to. And holy crap, he's putting out an album sometime next this year, so we're all going to keep track of that. Now, we started off the block with the song Under Pressure. Now, for those of you who expected Ice Ice Baby, well, now you know where he got the bass line from. Word to your mother. Under Pressure was a duet between David Bowie and Freddie Mercury. Now, two major, major players of rock. Now, my favorite story in the world is that Vanilla Ice didn't actually steal the bass line or take the bass line from Under Pressure. See, his song went dum-dum-dum-da-da-dum-dum, dum-dum-dum-dum-da-da-dum-dum, but the Under Pressure song goes dum-dum-dum-da-da-dum-dum, dum-dum-dum-dum-da-da-dum-dum. See? That's, you know, well, maybe you didn't hear that, so I guess we'll just have you clear your ears.
Ha 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 ha! Peaches. I'm moving to the country. I'm gonna eat me a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country. I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country. I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Peaches come from a can. They were put there by a man in a factory downtown. And it's peaches. Move into the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Move into the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. Move into the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. I took a little nap with a roots all twist, squished a rotten peach in my fist, and dreamed about you, a woman.
By the President of the United States of America was a special dedication to Chava Forman, who just recently figured out what that song was about. Good for you! May this new knowledge help you in your life. Bless you, my child. Now, before that, we heard from Scott Stapp and the band Creed, who have been called Pearl Jam ripoffs. But the truth is, the music was different. Lots of people have the same voice. Chad Kroeger, Chris Daughtry, David Cook, and the band Default. What are you gonna do? Some singers have similar vocals, and they make up a good genre of music because of it. By the way, kudos to David Cook for winning American Idol last week. Give it up for the rocker in America. Here's a taste of David Cook and the song Billie Jean.
She was more like a beauty queen from a movie scene. I said, don't mind, but what do you mean? I'm the one who'll dance on the floor in the round. She said, I am the one who'll dance on the floor in the round. She told me her name was Billie Jean, as she caused a scene. Then every hair I turned with eyes it dreamed of being the one who'll dance on the floor and around. People always told me, be careful what you do. Don't go around breaking young girls' hearts. And mother always told me, be careful who you love. Be careful what you do, because the lie becomes the truth. Is not my lover. She's just a girl who claims that I am the one, but the kid is not my son. She says I am the one, but the kid is not my son. For 40 days and for 40 nights, law is on her side. But who can stand when she's in demand? Her schemes and her plans. 'Cause we danced on the floor in the round. So take my strong advice, just remember to always think twice. Do think twice. Told my baby we danced till 3, and she looked at me and sure to fold. Oh, my baby cried, his eyes were like mine. Can we dance on the floor and around? People always tell me, be careful what you do. Don't go around breaking your girl's heart. But you came and stood right by me just to smell the sweet perfume. This happened much too soon. She called me to her room.
That was David Cook, and let's hope he does something with himself, and may he inspire many, many people to get into rock music. You know, but if he doesn't, we can always just depend on the next group to grow do it. Here's Linnem and Waste My Life.
Hell yeah! Damn right! Gotta get drunk on a Friday night!
Linnem, who is said to be heavily influenced by Def Leppard, but I feel a bit of Beastie Boys going on there too. I recommend checking out their song Tennis. Very good. See you all in part two. I was in class last week where I was dreaming of a bell ringing to save my beautiful behind from boring incarnate. Oh well, maybe next time I'll try coming to class inebriated. Anyway, you're in part two of this week's special, the I'm Still Doing Rock for Rookies 14th episode of Bonanza. Now, what would it be a great way to start off part two? Maybe some metal or punk or perhaps some stupidity.
The roof is on fire. The roof is on fire. The roof is on fire. We don't need no water, let the motherfucker burn. Burn, motherfucker. And I'm a dumb white guy. I'm not old or new, but middle school, fifth grade, like junior high. I don't know mofo, if y'all peeps be fucking giving props to my hoe, cause she fly, but I can take the heat, cause I'm the other white meat known as Kid Funky Fried. Yeah, I'm hung like planet Pluto, hard to see with a naked eye, but if I crashed into Uranus, I would stick it where the sun don't shine, cause I'm kind of like Han Solo, always stroking my own Wookiee. I'm the root of all that's evil, yeah, but you can call me Cookie. Motherfucker, burn. Yo, yo, this hardcore ghetto gangster image takes a lot of practice. I'm not black like Barry White, no, I am white like Frank Black is. So if man is five and the devil is six, then that must make me seven. This honky's gone to heaven, but if I go to hell, well then I hope I burn well. I'll spend my days with JFK, Marvin Gaye, Mother Ray, and Lawrence Welk, and Kurt Cobain, Kojak, Mark Twain, and Jimi Hendrix, Poltergeist, and Webster, yeah, Emmanuel Lewis, cause he's the Antichrist. The roof, the roof, the roof is on fire. The roof, the roof, the roof is on fire. The roof, the roof, the roof is on fire. We don't need no water, let the motherfucker burn. Burn, motherfucker.
Everybody here we go. Come on, party people. Throw your hands in the air.
Yeah, I have no excuse for that song, but nor should I need one. Freedom of speech, man. Freedom of speech. Now, obviously, the boys from the Bloodhound Gang had something extremely important to pass on to all of us. Now, the Bloodhound Gang, started in 92, needed that song to get noticed. This song, Fire, Water, Burn. Now, does that say more about them or about us?
Take this pink ribbon off my eyes. I'm exposed and it's no big surprise. Don't you think I know exactly where I stand? This world is forcing me to hold your hand. Cause I'm just a girl, a little of me. Well, don't let me out of your sight. Oh, I'm just a girl, already at the team. So don't let me have any rights. Oh, I'm ready to hear the moment that I step outside. So many reasons for me to
me, not because I hang with Leonardo. nameless thief. She's the one for me, and I just can't live without her. My arms belong around her, and I'm so glad I found her once again. And I'm so glad I found her once again. Yeah, I'm so glad I found her once again. Gazing at the ceiling as we entertain our feelings. She likes me for me, not because I sing like Pavarotti or because I'm such a hottie. I like her for her, not because she's fat like Cindy Crawford. She has got so much to offer. Why does she waste all her time with me? There must be something there that I don't see. I don't see. She likes me for me.
Dude!
We started off that block with third wave ska band No Doubt, who have come a long way from making a statement to making a fool out of Gwen Stefani. Afterwards, we heard from pop rockers Blessed Union of Souls. Go back to that song and see if you can catch every celebrity mentioned. Finally, we heard from punk rockers Rise Against with the song The Good Left Undone. What I really like about Rise Against, specifically in their case, is their politics. Not that I agree with everything they say or stand for, but that they are not being political. They're just making a stand. Go to YouTube and check out their video for Ready to Fall. It's very powerful. Also, the band turned me onto a site called Punk Voter, which is a site geared towards punkers who started by Fat Mike of NoFX, and it's against Bush. It is actually interesting, so check it out at www.punkvoter.com. It's nice to see someone take a stand on something. This next song is for all you pansy liberals out there.
Are you the guys on the beach who hate everything? Is this some sort of hip music that I don't understand?
Thank you.
The first song we heard was Ugly Kid Joe's I Hate Everything About You. Yes, Sheffy, I am full of hate. Afterwards, we heard the song Buddy Holly, appropriate after our last week's History of Rock 60 show, huh? Now, that was the first big hit for Weezer back in, I think it was 1995. Microsoft Windows 95 came with the video for that song, and it had the gang from Happy Days. Hey! Now, dudes, I'm gonna end off before the salute with an amazing cover song.
You guys ready? One, two, three, one, two, three.
Loud, try again. Oh, no. riding my blues, babe. Blues away. You see, oh, she had to be free, yeah. But somehow I've got you to carry on.
Thank you, Hit.
Thanks, Les. Thanks, Fatso.
Thank you, everyone.
That was nice.
That was big.
God bless Metallica. That song was a cover of Lynyrd Skynyrd. This version was special, though, because it wasn't just the boys from Metallica. It was also Les Claypool from Primus, Jerry Cantrell from Alice in Chains, John Popper from Blues Travelers, Pepper Keenan from Corrosion of Conformity, as well as Gary Rossington, one of the song's original writers on guitar. Now, speaking of Jerry Cantrell, this week's salute played a major role in the rise of grunge. That's why, this week, we're all going to stand up and give much deserved respect to Alice in Chains. Alice in Chains was formed in 1987 in Seattle, Washington by Jerry Cantrell and vocalist Lane Staley. Now, what made them stand out from the rest of the grunge pack was their heavy incorporation of metal and acoustic sounds. Also, the two founders are known for their amazing harmonizing of vocals. Here, off their first EP and album Facelift from 1990, is their first hit song, Man in the Box.
Yeah.
Then, in 1992, when Nirvana's Nevermind was blowing everything in the charts away, Alice in Chains released an EP called Sap. Now, because of its grunge sound, it was pulled to the top of the charts, regardless of its amazingness. Now, the track I chose is a beautiful example of Alice in Chains' variety in style flipping from heavy to deep. Also, Chris Cornell does backing vocals. Here's the song Right Turn. In February of 1992, Alice in Chains returned to the studio to record an album written almost entirely while they were on the road, as well as punctuated with the themes of addiction, making the album darker than previous albums. The All Music Guide called the album Dirt, that's a name, Dirt, a major artistic statement and the closest they ever came to recording a flat-out masterpiece. This album put them on the map, if they weren't already there, and they began touring with lots of alternative bands, having been pushed into the category by their dark, soulful tunes. Here, off that album, is the song Them Bones.
Yeah.
Alice in Chains went on to record the album Jar of Flies and topped it off with having sold 14 million albums in the US alone. Now, while the band never officially broke up, they were plagued by inactivity due to all the substance abuse and finally the death of lead singer Steely in 2002. But as for the news of today, they were formed in 2005 and finally found a new singer in William Duval and expect them to put out an album later this year. Now, Taproot, Puddle of Mud, Smile, Empty Soul, Creed, Nickelback, Cold, Tantric, and Metallica have all cited Alice in Chains as influences. And now for this, and a million reasons, Rock for Rookies is proud to say Alice in Chains Well, ladies and boys, we have come to the end of this 14th episode extravaganza. I'm Maximum Mike, and of course, this is my pride and joy, Rock for Rookies. See you next week, where we'll continue with our History of Rock Part 2, the 70s. Don't worry, no disco.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you enjoyed the show. Goodbye, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to go. That's all the songs we know. Goodbye, ladies and gentlemen. So let go, let's go, let go.
This is a test to actually see who stays till the end of the show. Now, I'm going to play something a little special for all of you who are still around. The following song was a song recorded by me and two other guys back in the year 2000. We called ourselves Machina Days, and the song is called Reaching for the Stars. It has Yair Bernstein on lead guitar and Benjamin Rubin backing up on acoustic guitars. You can hear me at some points in the background.
Peace!
Oh yeah, and I wrote the song.
Yeah, now Shiroba.
It's a region for the stars.
Did you record it?
Well, it's already recording, so I figured, you know, what the hell.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
stop till you're with me all the time. Where our love will always last.
From the stars.